This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the East Tennessee town of Maynardville, nearly 2,000 public school children attended a Christian tent revival this spring. It's an annual event. Students from nearby Union County schools are allowed to go during school hours. But this year, the parents of one Union County student are challenging the school district's role in the revival meeting in court. They are pagans, and they claim the revival is just one way the school crosses the line of separation between church and state. From member station WUOT in Knoxville, Matt Schaefer-Powell has the story.
Maynardville, Tennessee is a small town of nearly 1,800 people. It's tucked into the Tennessee Valley, about a 40-minute drive north from Knoxville. This is the heart of the Bible Belt. And for many of the folks who live here, nothing stirs the soul quite like a good old-fashioned revival meeting. Each spring, the area-wide crusade takes place in a small park just over the hill from Union County High School. This year, the gazebo has been converted into a pulpit with a huge American flag serving as the backdrop. Even though it's a school day, the crowd is mostly Union County High School students. Some squirm impatiently in the morning sun. Others gaze toward the pulpit in rapt attention.
John said in the scripture, he said to you that are saved, he said, my little children, I would that you sin not. But he promised that we had an advocate with the Father. What manner of person ought you to be today? A saved individual, born again.
Local Baptist minister Gary Beeler is the organizer of the area-wide crusade. The crusade has a very specific mission, and Beeler is very clear about what it is. He says he wants to expose the local public school students to Jesus Christ and to offer them the chance to come to the altar and be saved.
The only opportunity that many of them have to hear the gospel is on an annual basis here at this area-wide crusade. And if we didn't provide that opportunity for them, many of them would never hear the gospel, and many of them would die in their sins.
The students are allowed to attend the crusade for 2 hours, three times during the week. Union County school officials say attendance is voluntary, that nobody's being forced to go. But Greg and Sarah Jane Tracy say it's not that simple. The Tracy's three children have always stayed back at school while their classmates attended the crusade. Their mother, Sarah Jane Tracy, says it's a matter of principle.
We absolutely, totally believe that it's wrong. There's different religions all over this country. That's what this country is based on, and none of them should be advocated at school.
The Tracys aren't Christians. They practice paganism, an ancient religion that stresses the relationship between humans and nature. 7 years ago, they bought 11 acres in Union County, where they could start a small farm and practice their religion in relative obscurity. But they say their religion became an issue when they refused to allow their children to attend the crusade. They say their children have been ostracized, called names like witch and devil worshiper. 14-year-old India Tracy says she's been assaulted on at least 10 occasions, including an incident where three older boys pursued her down the hallway.
I started running down the hall, and they caught me by the back of my neck and slammed my head into the lockers and said that you better change your religion or they'd change it for me.
Last year, the Tracys pulled India out of the school, and this year they filed a lawsuit against the district. In it, they claim the school holds daily prayers, forces students to attend Bible studies, and takes an active role in the area-wide crusade. In doing so, they say the school is creating a hostile atmosphere for non-Christians. But Union County school officials say those allegations simply aren't true. Attorney John Duffy says the school doesn't advocate any particular religion, and he says India's complaints about harassment have nothing to do with her religious beliefs.
We were told of the kind of harassment that you would expect to go on. That is, you know, if somebody's a little different, they might get picked on.
The Tracys say they've gotten very little support from the Maynardville community. They say they've been threatened on several occasions, but they're not planning to move.
You can't walk through life being afraid. We're happy where we live. We enjoy our land. We enjoy waking up and hearing the birds and the crickets and frogs at night and watching the sunset, and we like what we're doing.
We love the way that we live our life.
India Tracy is currently being homeschooled, but her parents are trying to get her enrolled into nearby Knox County schools by the time she starts ninth grade next fall. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell in Maynardville, Tennessee.